And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A two-year bridge improvement project along I-69 in Genesee and Shiawas counties kicks off this week. The Michigan Department of Transportation will close single lanes from I-75 to Morris Road starting Wednesday to build crossover lanes, which is part of a $3.3 million project targeting 15 bridges in Genesee County and two near Sheridan Road. Major construction is set to run from March 2026 through October 2027, including overlays, deck replacements, steel repairs, guardrails, and other improvements. Drivers can expect additional restrictions and updates as the projects move forward. And normal operations have resumed at Carroll High School and Middle School after a two-hour security incident Tuesday. Administrators placed both schools on hold just before noon after a single round of ammunition was found in the high school auditorium. Michigan State Police was called in with a canine unit to search both buildings while classes continued under the hold protocol. This protocol keeps students in their classrooms and keeps the hallways clear. The all clear was given just before 2 o'clock after no other items of concern were found. Superintendent of Carroll Schools, George Rearson, said there was no threat to students or staff and thanked the community for its cooperation. They also urged families to remind students to speak up if they see or hear anything suspicious to help keep Carroll Schools safe. We'll be right back with your news, but first here is a message from our sponsor, here is a PSA. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News. We'll be right back.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Welcome back. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a bill led by Michigan Senator Gary Peters to stop federal payments from going to deceased individuals. The Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act would give federal agencies permanent access to complete death records from the Social Security Administration, helping prevent waste and protect taxpayer dollars. The bill also requires agencies to cross-check the SSA's master death file before issuing any payments. This is a system that's already helped recover $31 million in improper payments during their pilot program. Peters says the goal is simple: to make government more efficient and responsible with every tax dollar. This measure now heads to the House. A major change is coming to the way Michigan taxes gas and diesel. Starting October 1st, 2025, the state is eliminating the 6% sales tax on motor fuel and replacing it with a higher per gallon excise tax, now set at 51 cents per gallon. The move is designed to ensure that every penny is collected at the pump and goes directly into roads, bridges, and transportation infrastructure, not into other state funds. The new tax rate is also tied to inflation, so it will adjust automatically each year to keep up with costs. Lawmakers say the change will stabilize funding for transportation projects, making one of the largest infrastructure investments in Michigan history. To offset the loss of sales tax revenue that used to go to the school aid fund, the state will now transfer about $677 million annually from the general fund to keep school funding whole. Additional funding will also come from a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana sales and a portion of the corporate income tax. Officials say consumers may see little or no change at the pump, but every gallon purchased will now go straight into fixing Michigan's roads. And we have two obituaries for this hour. On October 8, 2025, Andrew Michael Lepka gained his wings at the age of 72 at his home with his family by his side. Andrew was born on July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27th of 2000, he married the love of his life, Suzanne Townley. Andrew is survived by his wife of 25 years, Suzanne Lepka of Bad Axe, his daughter Heather Lepka of Caseville, and grandson Scott Walters of Caseville. Also by his son Matt Lepka and granddaughters Kayla and Emily of Macomb County. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place and there will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Shannon K. Drabuski, 53, of Ubley, Michigan, passed away peacefully on October 9, 2025, surrounded by her loved ones. She was born in Pigeon on December 22, 1971. She is survived by her husband, Dave Drabuski, her sons, Matthew and Melissa Lepick, Trevor Drabowski, and Tyler and Sydney Drabowski, as well as her granddaughter, Macy Drabowski. A celebration of life and remembrance will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club, with readings and reflections from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And in lieu of any flowers, please kindly donate them to the Thumb Animal Shelter, which is located at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton, Michigan. Coming up, we got some precise weather from Steve Adamson. Steve, how is the weather looking?